Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. I've been an ordained pastor for 11 years. In all those years, and before, I found prayer by myself hard. But when I prayed with others, not only did I learn to pray, but I found prayer replenishing and a gift. We hope to be that person and community who can pray with you. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. We will begin with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our psalm this week is from Psalm 105. Verses 1 through 6, verses 16 through 22, and 45b, in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. We will begin our psalm with a refrain. I'll sing it through once, and then you can join me the second time. It is the chorus of the old and beloved hymn by Folliot Sanford Pierpoint, For the Beauty of the Earth. After we are done reading the psalm, we will end with the refrain again. Let's sing the scripture together.
Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
O give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wonderful works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wonderful works He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He uttered. O offspring of His servant Abraham, children of Jacob, His chosen ones.
Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
When He summoned famine against the land and broke every staff of bread, He had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron until what He had done came to pass. The word of the Lord kept testing Him.
Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to instruct his officials at his pleasure, and to teach his elders wisdom. Praise the Lord.
Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
We have a special guest today in our reader, George Masick. Our scripture reading is from Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 15. New International Version.
First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of His Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong, that is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. It is called a litany. I will name a topic, then allow a short time of silence for the Holy Spirit to lead you in how to pray. At the end of that time, I will say, "Lord, in your mercy," and then you will respond, "Hear our prayer." We will then move on to another topic of prayer. If you need more time, or if you are doing this as a family and want time for everyone to go around the table to name concerns, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the conqueror of evil, sin, and death. Even when the evil of slavery was thrust upon Joseph, you did not abandon him and refuse to let his bondage stand. Your might and justice know no end. Thus we come praying for our witness to your grace and love around us today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for our sins and the sins of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for Dr. Deborah Birx, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all medical professionals around the world as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for our Christian brothers and sisters in Asia. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for our hearing the ways you are calling us in this very moment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we be thankful for your deliverance like Joseph, using the victory you have won for us to change our world for your glory and love. In your Son's blessed name we pray. Amen. Thank you to our scripture reader today, George Masick. I'm sure there are others who radiate the joy of Christ equally, but no one better than George. He is always there with a smile, a laugh, and a punch on the arm. George goes out of his way to welcome others and show them God's love. He also continues to grow in Christ by learning the scriptures, prayer, singing, and serving others in our community. Plus, he is an excellent gardener. He and his wife Linda always teach and show Christ's salvation, especially to the little ones. Thanks, George. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together tomorrow. I'll look forward to praying with you.